Could it possibly be?
Oh no, it couldn't.
It couldn't possibly. Am I dreaming? I mean, it wouldn't be the first time you've been in my dream, Shaf, but no. I'm not dreaming, I'm awake. The sheriff and my humble establishment. I guess being a good girl finally paid off. I'm sorry, I'm just teasing. A little. It is somewhat of a surprise to see you here. This isn't your usual... Well, let's just say when I normally flirt with you, it's normally somewhere more... I'm sorry. You have me all a tizzy. Of course I flirt with you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, you do. Because you flirt back. When our paths cross on Main Street, you're very polite. Very proper, but, oh, you flirt. Just enough to have deniability. But you can't really deny anything here. It's nice to see you, finally. Finally. Oh, Sheriff, don't. You know that you've had an open invitation since my doors opened. I have nothing to hide. Now, the people who come here, though, they may have something to hide. But that's none of my business. I don't run that kind of establishment. So tell me, Sheriff, are you here for business or pleasure? Oh, how very disappointing. Perhaps I'll be able to change your mind. I've been told that I can be very, very persuasive. So tell me, how can I help you in a professional capacity? Sheriff professional capacity. Drink? Surely one won't hurt. Just an innocent drink. And just being social. Just being polite. I'm a good girl after all. I have references. Recommendations and, other things. But that wouldn't be professional to talk about. So, how about a shot of bourbon? The good stuff. Not the stuff that would make you go blind. One shot of bourbon for the sheriff. Here you are. Enjoy. It's good, right? Only the best for you. Did I ever tell you that I'm the best?
Ah, Sheriff. I don't have to be subtle here. Outside, yes. But here, in my saloon, I can just do away with all of those social niceties that we hide behind. But you're here on work, so I'll be good. So how can I help you? Are you looking for someone? A bank robber? Now that sounds exciting. Don't get me wrong. My life here is far from boring, but a bank robber. That. You have lovely eyes. Sorry, professional. Professional. So, a bank robber. I haven't heard of any bank robbers being in town. You're right. They probably would not want it to be common knowledge. So, what makes you think that they're here? This bank robber. Oh. You have a feeling. Tell me more about your feelings. I want to know everything. About the bank robber. What else? Okay, that was a little bit naughty. But I think you liked it. So, you think that one of my customers is a... Oh. Chef. I'm afraid you might have the wrong end of the stick. Well, you see, the only gentleman working here, well, they're not really capable of robbing a bank. A lady. A lady bank robber. I can't see old Jock dressed as a woman. I really don't want to see that. And as for Bill, he's blind as a bat. Great piano player. Terrible bank robber, probably. You're serious. A woman. Really? Wow. How very unladylike. So you think that one of my girls is... You don't think one of my girls. So who do you think? Me? You think that I... You're serious. You think that I... Wow. That's kind of flattering. Kind of. So, detective, what makes you think that I am your bank robber? Oh, I had to be cunning, did they? Intelligent. Wily, even. You know, I might be flattered. If you weren't accusing me of being a criminal, that is. What evidence do you have, Sheriff? evidence that I'm this lady bank robber who's cunning and wily and... None? You have no evidence. Now, I might be wrong, because I'm the first to admit that I don't know much about the law. But don't you need evidence to accuse someone of being a bank robber? I mean, flirting aside, it's not very polite to come into someone's place of business and accuse them of being cunning, intelligent, and wily. And a criminal. Sheriff, if I were a bank robber, would I really be flirting with you? Oh, I would I? Oh, you think I have a taste for danger? There might be something to that. I mean, living in the Wild West. I might like a little excitement. I might like a little thrill. I might want a little danger. But Sheriff, my darling Sheriff, you don't have any evidence. So, let's not say any more about it. A game. Wow. For it to be a game, there would have to be two players. Do you want to play with me, Shah? Oh, you already are. How delicious. Would you like another shot of bourbon? Oh, do you need to keep a clear head around me? You do. What a thing to admit. To the girl that you think is a bank robber. I like you. I really, really like you. And I like playing games. And I always play to win. So, if you don't want another drink, I guess you'll be going. I'm sure someone is breaking a law somewhere. There might even be a train robbery being planned for tomorrow night. Well, you know, gossip, customers. Sometimes there is a unlawful element in my saloon. But don't worry, Sheriff. I'm a good girl. Well, until you prove otherwise, that is. I don't know. Maybe you should talk to young Jackie Wilson. Have a good day, Sheriff. Be seeing you soon. I can't wait to play the piano. Playing the piano. I'm learning to play. Whatever did you think I was talking about? Huh. Oh, you are delicious. I'll stop. Next time we'll meet, I'll be polite and subtle. See you soon, Sheriff. See you real, real soon.